Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When
we get together.
We've been talking a bit about Neighbours recently because Neighbours, the TV show, is coming to a close. Unfortunately, after 37 years, it's ending.
Yeah.
And all the main stars are coming back. And I also performed on Neighbours a couple of years back. I was one of the stars of Neighbours.
That's right. And we are surprised that they have not called you back yet. We actually think that maybe you've got an old number. They've probably got an old contact details for you.
Yeah, well, probably. You know, so a petition has been started. It's on our Wave FM page right now. You can sign the petition to get Leith on Ramsey Street.
That's okay? Right. Get him back. Get Damo back. Everyone else is going back. It won't be a reunion without you.
It would not be. But, you know, when I think of Neighbours, I think of this.
Oh, it's iconic, isn't it?
It's iconic. It's a great song. Oh.
It hasn't changed, has it? In 40 years.
Oh, I mean,
still the same thing.
I've done a couple of fresh versions of it, but, yeah, the song has
just
stayed
locked in. Well, you can hear it from the kitchen.
In.
You're like, quick. Neighbours is on!
I mean, there he is. That's Barry Crocker.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Gorgeous voice, gorgeous voice. Now, Barry Crocker, actually, as it turns out, we're going to catch up with Barry Crocker later in the week because Barry wants to sign that petition as well.
That's fair. He's been in contact with us. His people have said, I heard that you want to get Damien back on Ramsey Street.
He knows.
I'm behind it.
Well, as it turns out, Barry was not the only person that tried out to sing that song.
Oh, really?
Oh, really. You know, when they created the song, they wanted a lot of options to choose from.
Fair enough.
And they went across the world, okay? They went straight to Hollywood.
Right.
Straight to Hollywood, to some Hollywood greats, just like this guy.
Hi, this is Al Pacino. I love Neighbours. Neighbours, neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours, yeah. With a little understanding. Hoo-ah! You can find the perfect blend.
Yeah, okay, so he gave it a go. It was just before he was to incentive a woman. He kept throwing in hoo-ah.
Typical
Al Pacino. Yeah. He wasn't the only Hollywood star give it a go.
My name is Liam Neeson. I have a particular set of skills. Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours.
All right, you know.
With a little understanding.
Liam Neeson's problem is he's not much of a singer. Okay, let's be totally honest.
That was more spoken word, but hey, he had a go.
And I think the problem was because he wasn't much of a singer, they said, look, we need to go to singers, okay?
That's fair.
And the Bee Gees, I mean.
Well, they could sing. Well, hit the high notes.
Oh, my goodness me, including the lead singer.
Hi, Barry Gibb here.
Neighbours. Everybody needs good neighbours. With a little on the side.
All right, Barry. Enough.
Stick to staying alive.
More recently, okay. That's a big star. Justin Bieber gave it a shot.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours. With a little understanding.
Yeah.
You can find the perfect blend.
Yeah,
nice. Well,
thanks, now.
Yeah, but he didn't stick to the original tune, okay? That's the problem, okay?
Yeah.
But there was one guy that I think, I'm surprised, actually, he didn't get across the line. He's an iconic Australian star.
Hey, it's Jimmy Barnes here from Scotland.
It sounded like somebody had Jimmy in a vice grip there.
I think it was his audition was the last one, and then said, no, let's just go back to Barry Crocker.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and
A few of the stories that Winksy has rejected from the Wave FM newsroom, maybe for good reason. You be the judge. Kanye West has compared Kim Kardashian, wait for it, to Marge Simpson.
Wow. Kim wouldn't
really?
Be happy.
It's getting
happy
nasty.
I would never draw a comparison between the two of them.
Have a look at the picture.
Show me the photo.
No, I don't see it. I don't see that.
A little bit there. Look,
unless your dog's lying here.
Recent episode of the Kardashians. Kim says that Kanye compared her to Marge Simpson following their split. Bit of a whack. We were just chatting earlier this morning about your old mate, Guy Sebastian. A lot of people comparing him as he heads in and out of court at the moment with his new haircut and his new suit to Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, yeah.
It's not a comparison you want, is it really?
No, not at all.
It's not something someone people aspire to look like.
Not at all.
Put you guys on the spot.
Okay.
Cartoon character, which one do you most resemble?
Can we guess for each other?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'll go.
Oh, you're first.
First.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Velma out of Scooby Doo.
Velma.
Do you remember?
Which one's
do you remember
she's
Velma?
The one with the who wears the turtleneck.
The turtleneck. She wears the glasses.
Because I usually do wear glasses.
I see too. You as a Velma.
Hey. Okay. I wish I was as smart as her.
You don't seem too happy with Velma.
Well,
no.
She's okay. Okay.
You wanted Ariel or something like that,
something,
did you?
Or just Belle out of Beauty and the Beast. Something a little bit sexier.
Sorry, you got Belle there.
Do you know I think you resemble a little bit?
Inspector Gadget.
You're a young Montgomery Burns.
Oh, take it
Sorry.
Back. Montgomery
saw,
Burns.
Monty.
Excellent.
Your profile and that, I just thought you could just be a younger version of him.
Well, you know what, actually, when I was younger, everybody always said I looked like Gargamel from the Smurfs.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that too.
Repeat after me. Release the hounds.
Release the hounds. No, look, I'm none of those things. I've got to be Hercules or something, surely.
All right, look, here's a story that's doing rounds today. A TikToker who goes by the handle Raindrop has just gone absolutely viral in the past 48 hours, revealing to the world that she only showers once a week. And you're waiting for it? Her hubby loves it.
He likes that natural musk.
It's a bit rustic.
Longest
the pheromones.
Gone, longest you've gone without a tub.
Well, it's so funny she calls herself Raindrop. Just one drop of water a week just to wet your whistle. Okay,
she should change
your
name to Sweaty Girl.
Yeah, that's it. See, I don't know. Probably for me it would be like 3 days. Mama Jude, she is not a keen showerer.
Oh.
She's more of a pommy washer.
Oh,
she'd
yeah.
be happy if she never showered again. Lucky she does a lot of aqua aerobics classes, so she actually gets washed.
A pommy washer.
Yeah, you know, like you go face, pits and bits, and make sure you do them in that order. You don't want to go the other way around.
Yeah.
Don't want to get that wrong.
No, you don't.
I reckon.
What about you, Damien?
I easily have done about 8 days, I reckon.
Easily?
I've done a couple of treks over the years. So when I know definitely when we were in Nepal years ago, and I definitely had no shower for the entire trek, day in, day out, and you know.
Whoa.
That's it.
You would have been a bit on the nose by the end of it because you're exerting yourself too.
I've definitely got a natural, you know, sort of pheromone that is very attractive. So
to the yaks on the Nepalese Himalayas.
I have been told that you know, people have tried to extract it and turn it into a perfume. That's how, yeah. So so I don't mind it. Yeah.
Can you put your arms down, please?
Keep them down. Well, look, we put this on our Facebook page and got hit up with heaps of people chipping in. We'll give you the chance this morning on 4275 1965. Longest you've gone without a bath or a shower?
Can anyone beat a week? That's a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Well, a week is... Well, look, like I said, my 8 days beat your week. So there you go. Take that.
All right.
It all depends on the situation as well. Just remember that.
Longest you've gone?
Dave from Wonga Willy. All right, what's the longest you've gone without a bath?
7 weeks.
What? 7 weeks? Where were you and what were you doing?
I went up to the Cape.
You went up
Cape
to
York.
Oh, Cape York. Okay.
Okay. So, were you out camping in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, I was camping.
Did you at least go for swims?
Yeah, I went for swim.
That'll help a little bit, but 7 weeks is a long time. And I mean,
were you by yourself?
No, I had my mates with me as well.
Oh, just the boys. Oh, boys don't care.
Yeah, you get used
exactly.
to it. Yeah, actually, the smellier, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to be careful with those swims up the Cape, though, because of the snaps, the crocs.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, if you haven't showered for seven weeks, the crocodiles will think you're already dead and steer clear.
All good.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Look, Fiona's given us a buzz. You're a bit concerned about this topic this morning, Fee. You don't think we should go too long without a bath or a shower?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
What's the time limit?
2 days at the most.
2 days? Okay, that's not very long. Why particularly 2 days?
Because you get sweat under your armpits that smells.
Okay.
You get toe jam in between your toes.
Toe jam.
No one wants
right.
that.
You get bum rash.
Oh, gee.
Well, definitely don't want that.
Wow. Anything else?
Itchy head.
Itchy head. Oh. Wow.
So, yeah, any longer than 2 days, I think, is a bit catty.
All right, okay, big catty. Okay, well, no, I get it. I mean, I don't want any of those four things.
I feel like
no,
having a
I
shower.
I don't want any of them either.
I feel like having a shower right now, to be honest.
It's a bit like that. Thanks for the call, Fee. Creeping all over. Hello.
Too early in the day to talk about toe jam, isn't
and
it?
Bum rash.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien, you just became Dr. Leith and you told us about the full moon and how it can affect you?
Yes,
when
I did.
Went all scientific. You actually were a pharmacist before you became a musician and a radio announcer.
Well, actually, an industrial chemist.
Okay.
So I made the drugs. I didn't sell them.
You were the source.
I was the source.
You know, you're the smart one, the smart scientific person of the show.
I don't know about that. But
I'm the opposite.
Oh, okay. I doubt that. I really doubt that.
Let me tell you a little story and I'll let you be the judge.
I'm listening.
Friday, up in Sydney at our hotel, we stayed at the Grand Hotel in the city.
Ooh.
And down the bottom was an Irish pub, PJ O'Brien's.
Oh, very nice.
It's called. And went down there, thought we'd have a drink and have some lunch. So Milko and I are there having a beer. We've got the menu. And we're looking through the menu.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Uh-huh.
Something on the menu and I said, chicken balls? And Milko's like, yeah. And I went, chicken balls? Is that an Irish thing? He's going, what do you mean? I said, chicken balls. Like, is that like, you know, an Irish delicacy? That's disgusting. Who would eat chicken balls? And he's looking at me going, are you serious? And I said, of course I'm serious. Damien's never talked about eating chicken balls before. It must be some weird Irish thing. Geez. And then Bill came, of course, said to me, sweetie, it's, you know, chicken balls, like chicken nuggets, but they're just in a ball shape. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. And then to make matters even worse, they're chickens. They don't have balls. That's the roosters.
Oh, my God. Back to school for you.
Hashtag blonde moment. That's why people call me a crunchy. I'm a blonde undercover.
Well, how were the chicken balls? Did you enjoy them?
They were delicious. Great with sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were. Oh, duh.
Oh, no. Such a dumb moment. It took me about 10 minutes to figure it out.
Oh, my God. Jeez, I've heard it all. That's it.
27 past 7.
We're all avoiding eye contact here in the studio now.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Elon Musk, he's a $44 billion bid to buy Twitter, faces a new challenge because there's a new dog in the house who said, hey, I might want to buy a Twitter. And I'm talking about Snoop Dogg.
No way. He doesn't have billions, does he?
Well, I didn't know he had that much. Maybe he's teaming up with Martha Stewart. Don't they do a lot of collaborations together?
Jeez.
Maybe they're going to buy. Yeah, I don't know. He said that he'd be keen to buy it, though. Look, the actual bid for Twitter is temporarily on hold. They need to find out how many fake accounts are on the Twitter side because they're thinking that maybe, you know, the billions of Twitter people might actually be real people.
Well, actually, that is true. I mean, the same thing with Facebook. All the social platforms are, you know, riddled with all these fake accounts, but
very true.
Snoop Dogg.
I just
can't get my mind away from Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Like, oh, wait.
What are they cooking? Like cookies?
Hey.
What's going on there?
Meanwhile, speaking of mature ladies doing things, unusual things, Elon's mum, May, she is the new face of Sports Illustrated. She's going to be posing on the front cover at the tender age of 74.
What sport does she... Is she a sport?
No, she's a model. She's been a model for 50 years, apparently. And she's going to be the swimsuit model for Sports Illustrated this year.
Really?
Yes.
Well, no one expected that.
Moving on to another mom of a famous person, David Beckham. He may be worth about half a billion dollars, but his favourite meal is still his childhood dinner made by his mum, Sandra. He just posted a happy snap at the dinner table alongside his mum, where he's enjoying a full plate of gammon, chips, pineapple fried egg, coleslaw, and mushy peas. Ooh. What's gammon?
A gammon steak. It's pork, isn't it?
It's pork, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. Actually, a good old gammon steak is a nice thing, I gotta say.
That's a weird combination.
Mushy peas, nah, come on.
And pineapple with a fried egg.
Jeez.
Look, the Guy Sebastian trial is still going on. Yeah. It's actually been delayed a couple of times. So last week, the judge that was presiding over it, Peter Zara, he died. He had a stroke.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And
terrible.
Then yesterday, they'd gone back in and Guy got back into the witness box. And then by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they had to call it quits again because one of the jurors suffered from food poisoning.
Oh, jeez.
No. And they're throwing up all in the courthouse.
Wow.
So apparently the trial is due to resume this morning, but who knows what's going to happen.
Wow, that's a fraught with disaster.
There's a lot going on. It's becoming a bit of a circus, isn't it?
Yeah,
and why don't they call him Guy Mr. Bean, like saying he looked like Mr. Bean because he's lost a lot of weight?
He's lost a lot of weight.
He's got the Mr. Bean haircut and the Mr. Bean suit. So yeah.
And the googly eyes now.
No one wants to be called Mr. Bean.
Turning up to court in the mini. probably pushed that over the edge.
Mr. Bean.
All right, there is your celebrity buzz.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.